This spill happened in January 2010 during a fuel transfer from the tanker Al-Amarat to ADAC Petroleum's shore-based storage facility. A state investigation concluded that the fuel storage tank was overfilled, flooding a nearby stream. Now, the state is alleging that Aleut Enterprise and Michael Baker, the facility manager, were to blame for the spill. In a charging document, the state's attorney writes, quote, Michael Baker was informed that the volume of fuel being put into tank N7 exceeded the maximum fill level and made the decision to continue filling the tank above that level, end quote. The state also alleges that required alarm systems were broken, along with the secondary fuel containment system. That equipment was supposed to capture runoff in the event of a spill, but the state alleges that the valves were rusted open, rendering it useless. Both Aleut Enterprise and Baker are facing 10 counts of misdemeanor criminal negligence. Each count carries a potential penalty of up to $10,000. Neither the state nor Aleut Enterprise would discuss the case. Just days before the criminal charges were filed, the state and federal governments settled a civil lawsuit with Aleut Enterprise over the incident. The company agreed to repay the government $277,000 in past costs and do restoration work in Helmet Creek, the waterway that was contaminated by the spill. But the company did not admit any wrongdoing. There's an arraignment hearing set for August 7th. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.